AudioGo presents Hunts in Dreams by Tom Drury. This book is read by Lloyd James. The following dedication appears in the book. For Christian and Claudia, and in memory of Marcel Irene Drury, 1930 to 1999. Friday. Chapter 1. Charles. The man behind the counter of the gun shop did not understand what Charles wanted, and so he summoned his sister from the back room, and she did not understand either. It was late on a Friday afternoon in October, and Charles seemed to be speaking an unknown language. Outside, the wind gusted. Sunlight broke through fast clouds and swept across the windows. The sister, in a coarsely woven blue sweater, picked up the feeding rod of a semi-automatic rifle and flicked it at her brother's arm in play. Charles thought of it as a feeding rod anyway. No doubt there was another name. "On guard," she said. "I told you," said the brother. "Keep away from me with that." What Charles wanted seemed simple enough to Charles. For the gun shop owners to visit the minister's widow, an offer to buy the shotgun she kept on pegs above the fireplace. This is the history of the gun. Years ago it had belonged to Charles's stepfather, who before his death had given it to the Reverend Matthews. It was a 410 side-by-side shotgun made by Hutzel and Fyle of Cincinnati. In his mind, Charles could see the company name engraved in ornate script on the breech block. When the minister died, his widow inherited the gun. Maybe it was sentimental for Charles to want to retrieve it after all this time, and yet he believed a gun should be used once in a while. A gun should be more than an ornament on the wall of someone with no connection to the original.